So the Gemara tells us in Psachim that when we make brachas, usually speaking, we make them over lasiyason. We first make the bracha, and then we do the mitzvah. That's the general rule. There are exceptions to the rule. The clear-cut exception is by Geirus, for obvious reasons. The person doesn't become Jewish until after the conversion. So therefore, you can't make a bracha before the conversion. You have to make it after. As we have Tosis points out, we have other things in Tilo Shadayim. We have a minute to make it after because you want your hands to be clean. In fact, there's a further discussion by Tfilas Nida. Because really, Pashtus, the Gemara says, only by Tfilas Ger you make it after you come out. So some want to say maybe once you... Maybe a little plug, once you do it by tefillah, you do it by all tefillahs. So there is a minig, which maybe it's based on that. Because someone once told me the minig is women they go into the mikvah first, and then they come out, they make a bracha, and then they go back in again. I said, like, what's that all about? I said, once you dip, you don't need to go back again. You know, and if you're not really making it over Lassi Yasson, you already did. So either way, that's the minig, but maybe it's based on that, where they make, so I guess they want to consider it both. And I know there's a rush by Mila. He talks about there's a whole discussion when to make the bracha. So the rush, like you make it in between, I think, the Mila and Priya or something along those lines. So either way, that's the general klal is we make the bracha and then we do the mitzvah. However, the clear-cut exception, the Gemara tells us, is tefillas ger, you make ala tefila when you come out. That's the Rambam, you make al after a mitzvah, different kolam he gives when you make la and you make al. So what about the following, Shaila? If it's a tefillas katan, when we do ger katan, there's a concept where you can convert a guy while he's before 13 or 12. So what's the story with the bracha there? Do we make a bracha? Who makes a bracha? Clearly I guess if we're talking about an infant, they probably could make a bracha. Maybe a 10-year-old could. But who makes a bracha? So the infant doesn't make the bracha, clearly. What about Beis Din? Does Beis Din make a bracha? So there's a Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh who discusses other things, but Agav Orcha, he mentions that the Beis Din makes a bracha. For a Ger Katan, the Beis Din makes the bracha. And when do they make the bracha? So the Ravid writes, Over Lasiyoson. He says, by a Ger, he's not Jewish, so he can't make it till he comes out. In other words, the klal is you always make Over Lasiyoson. Tfilas Ger is an exception to the rule. But if you're doing Ger Katan, and Beis Din's Jewish, it's no problem. So he paskins, he says you make the bracha over Lasiyoson. Before the Ger Katan goes in, according to the Ravid, he would make a bracha, the Beis Din would make a bracha. I think there's a mice, they say, with Rav Soloveitchik. I guess he usually wasn't involved in Geiras or Ger Katan. One time he just happened to be at a Ger Katan. I think it was someone he knew. He didn't have any kids, so they were maybe adopting, whatever the case was. And in the middle of the procedure, he just started thinking, wait a second, like, Beis Din, Ger Katan, should I make a bracha? When do I make a bracha? Over Lasiyoson, Achrei Lasiyoson. He was just clearing, thinking aloud, as they say. So I think, I don't know if he was paskening, but in his scenario where he was just answering on the spot, he said he thought maybe you should make the bracha afterwards, because he said maybe kach tiknu. Once Chazal made by Tfilas Ger to make a bracha, maybe it's a gold pork. It doesn't make a difference. We don't have to go through each case of Geiris. It's a general, then some people even take it to Tfilas Nida and other things. But clearly, even within Tfilas Ger, do you extend it to Ger Katan? So the Ravid obviously thought not. Only a regular Tfilas Ger. It's just a pragmatic issue. You should always do it over Lasiyoson. And the Rav thought that once, since that's the Takana, we make it Achrei Lasiyoson, maybe also by a Ger Katan. So you have a Machokas Ravid. I won't call it the Machokas Rav Soloveitchik and the Ravid, but those are the two Shitas. And do you make it over Lasiyoson or Achrei? So that's assuming you make a Brach at all. In the Derek Bukudek, I think it's the B'nai Yisoskar and other poskim, this seems to be the Minhag HaOlam that the Beis Din does not make a bracha. There's no bracha made. How come? Why no? Why isn't Beis? You know, I understand the machok is over Lasi Yasan, Lachar Lasi Yasan, but why no bracha? So the post came right, because what's the halacha by a ger katan? Kashe yigdol yecholin limchos. That the halacha is, this is, Rav Yashiv had it, I think it was a ritva, that no one paskins like except Rav Yashiv. I think his shita was, yidafka, I guess right when the ger katan was becoming a gadol, you called them in and you asked them, you know, right then, are you accepting mitzvahs? And then we assume not that way. We assume it's automatic. If you continue keeping mitzvahs, it's, you know, you don't need enough formal Kabbalah. So, however, the halacha is that a katan yachol limchos. It's up to him. If he doesn't want to convert, whether he could formally reject or just start not keeping mitzvahs, whatever. However, the rejection is going to be yachol and limchos, and therefore, it fits in because it's a general discussion regarding brachas. And there's a famous Tshuvas HaRashba that tzedakah is a mitzvah in our Torah. We make brachas on mitzvahs d'rabbanan, even minhagim. But so why don't we make a bracha on tzedakah? So there are many answers, but the famous answer of the Tshuvas HaRashba is because even though it might not happen that often, you come, you knock on the door, you give the guy $10, he throws it back to you. I want $100 for my yeshiva or whatever the cause is. So since the ani, he's not an ani, but let's assume the ani refuses the money, so if you can make a bracha, it'll be a bracha levatola. So if any time a mitzvah is totally on someone else, so by definition, you can't make a bracha. It's not biyado. It actually reminds me of a different ravid. So let's see if it fits in with this ravid. But the ravid writes, it's a machokas between the Rambam, it's a fundamental machokas, the Rambam and the Rush, regarding whether Kiddushin is a mitzvah. Because at the Birkas Erisin, like, do we have the long, we don't have the classic Nusach or Kaddish as a Isha. We have Asalon as a Rusa, Isalon as a Suas. It's a whole long, it's not the classical bracha, which leads the Rush to conclude it's a Birkas Shevach Vahodah. There is no mitzvah of Kiddushin, the mitzvah is Pru'ah Revu. It's just a bracha on the institution of marriage. And the Rambam says clearly, it's a mitzvah, Kiddushin's a mitzvah, you know, Ki'ikach Ish Isha. And so what's in the Kudas HaMachokas? What's the difference, my nafkamina, if it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, Birkas HaShevach? So the Rambam writes clearly, you have to make the bracha over Lasiyasan. Before you do the Kiddushin, you make the bracha like any other mitzvah, you do the bracha first. And the Rush, who holds the bir, presumably he'll assume you can make the bracha achay, or maybe it's even better. After the marriage is done, so you make a birkas shevach v'odah. So the Rush makes sense if it's a birkas shevach, you make it afterwards. And the Rambam makes sense if it's a birkas hamitzvah, you make it before. There's an interesting shita of the Ravid, which seems difficult. He agrees with both, or disagrees with both. In other words, he agrees with the Rambam that it's a birkas hamitzvah. But he writes, but you make the bracha achalasi after the kiddushin, so it makes no sense. Like, if you hold it to birkas hamitzvah, make it over lasi yasan. If not, you make it. So what's the pshat in the Ravid? So the Ravid tells you know why? Because the concern is maybe the kallah will say no, and therefore it'll be a bracha levatola. So we're afraid that so again, it's the same kallah when it's totally on someone else. You don't make a bracha, even though the Ravid here doesn't seem to be bothered by. So therefore the ani might not take it. So maybe we'll be yashiv in a minute. But that's what the Ravid says by kiddushin. So that's the klal here. Kishe yigdal yecholin limchos. So therefore, suffik brachos kohakel. Since I don't know, maybe the katan might not become Jewish or reject it. So therefore, I don't make a bracha. We go with the general klal. What does the Ravid do? Wasn't the Ravid say suffik brachos gohakel? So it's the Ravid l'shitasim, where Shit is in general. He says, what's the pshat suffik brachos gohakel? That's only because brachos are drabanan. So really, it's a suffik drabanan l'kula. However, he says, in this case, when we're talking about from people. We're not talking about a case where like it's non from parents and it's the kids go to day school, then you get into the, you know, if it's, again, it's not as, we're not discussing a case where, because how does it work? Zaken lo adam. So let's say Pashas, let's assume, or that's a discussion, if that's a major discussion among the poskim, whether it's only a schus, is it a schus to be a yid by itself, or it's only a schus to be an observing yid? You know, what is, would you apply Zaken lo adam? You know, whether the question is a major discussion, whether, you know, Ger Katan, if he has non from parents, whether it's a good, whether it's accepted or not, because they, some is, those who say it's a no-go say there's no schus here. And others say, you know, maybe it still is a schus. But either way, that's a separate debate elsewhere. But either way, what? Right, so that's a Ramosha is a famous tshuva that that if as long as you have to show if the let's say if you send your kids to a Jewish day school, so that's enough. That shows you're committing them. You know that in other words, as opposed to if the person has no chance to become from, that's one thing. So he says, I think Ramosha writes, if you send your kids to a day school, so therefore that's enough to show that, you know, there's a chance for them to become from something along those lines. But that's a separate topic, but that's a major contemporary issue that affects many people if they're Jewish or not. You know, obviously anyone could do it. Anyone can reconvert, but that's a very touchy issue to tell someone after 30 years, by the way, you might not be Jewish, you mind converting. So either way, so Ramosha was Mako, so Kedai Lismoch al Rav Moshe. But either way, so the Ravid writes, so what, it's only in a Savik Ramban and Lakula, but if you have a rove against it, you follow the rove. In other words, the rove is most Ger Katan who are brought up in a from family are going to remain from. So therefore, we're not worried about Yechol and Limchos. And it's a long shot, and therefore he says you make the bracha over Gassias. And we paskin in general against the rive, but we assume even against the rove, we paskin suffak lebrachas gahako anyway. But it's the rive l'shitason. The rive it holds that if it, you have a rove, so I guess according to that, then here the rive it, yeah. So the, I guess here the rove is that they're going to remain from, so you can make a bracha. In the case of Kiddushin, most people, even though, I guess he's assuming, I don't know, Kasha, so rove people don't get married. Most women don't say, you know, they're going to go ahead, you know, and I guess that's something going to happen later on. So we'll have to be machal between the Ravid here and the Ravid by Kiddushin. Because the Ravid here says to make a bracha, he says, overlasi yasen. I guess he couldn't say here. I guess no one says awa tefillah, you make it later on. I guess you got to do it with the mice. The mice is being done 10 years earlier. So I don't know if anyone, no one, I haven't seen anyone say you make the bracha when, you know, the kid at 13 or 12 says, I'm in. That's his magalo mafreya, that you were always Jewish. It's not like you're converting now. You already converted, you know, a long time ago. So that's the three shitas. You have the shitas haravid, that for a ger katan, so the beis din makes the bracha, and since the beis din is Jewish, you don't have to worry. So therefore, by a ger, he can't make it until afterwards. But by a ger katan, since beis, it's a shayla who beis din is representing, whether beis din is representing Klal Yisrael, if beis din is representing the Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu, but either way, that's the sheet of the right, but you make the bracha over lasiyason. The Rav was thinking, I don't know if he was pasking it or not, but he was just thinking, he was on the spot, so you have to make a judgment call. So he thought maybe kach tiknu, you make the bracha achu lasiyason, just like ala tefil, you make a low plug. And you have the way we assume wa halacha, as we generally go with safek brachas gahakel, since kishay yigdo yecholin limchos, so therefore we go ahead and we don't make the bracha over lasiyasan, we don't make it lachasan, we don't make the bracha, period.